something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Authority in the Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. There's a consciousness that God wants us to have. Think about it. You think Jesus died for nothing? I am a firm believer in the fact that Jesus Christ came to this world and that he died for me. And that he was the Son of God in truth. And that he gave himself for me on the cross. And that he died as my Savior. And that God raised him from the dead to give me a new life. And if he would come and do all of that, he couldn't have done it for nothing. I'm going to live my life to show that what he did was not for nothing. It was not for nothing. I'll never be defeated in this world. Never. The man died for me. Don't you know who he is? He's the creator of the whole world. The maker of all things. The Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He says, we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and reality. Hallelujah. The man died for me. Why would I be defeated again? The man died for me. I'll never be weak. That man died for me. Hallelujah. That's why I want to preach it everywhere. I want to tell everybody, Jesus died for you and God raised him up to give you a new life. Never suffer again, except by choice. Glory to God. I'll never let sickness ravage my body.
Never.
Because the man died for me. He gave up everything for me. He thought I was valuable. He thought so. He thought I was important. And so he came. Why would I live an unhappy life? He thought I was important to the Father. So he came for me. And forever, I'll show my gratefulness by living to his dream. Yes. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
That's the way to show your gratefulness. Live to his dream. Refuse to be defeated by the devil and kicked around by the devil. Refuse. We are the seed of Abraham. And I'm going to make Papa Abraham happy. The Bible says he shall see us. Look at, you remember what Isaiah the prophet said? He says he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. That means he will prolong his days through his seed. And we are the seed of Jesus Christ. So he prolongs his days through us. The Bible says his righteous servant was cut off because of the sins of many. But that's where they thought he ended. But after that, he sees his seed and prolongs his days after he had been cut off. He prolongs his days through me. So when I show up, Jesus shows up. The world thought they were through with him. But then came Pastor Chris. Yeah. Mention your name and say, then came John, Emmanuel, whatever. Yeah. Glory, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sit down. We are shaking up this world. Shaking up this world. Bontakabarabadi.
Shake it up.
Yeah. And you had he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, that's a manner of life, in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God. Oh, hallelujah. Mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together.
Redeemed.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
He raised us up together with Christ. When he was raised from the dead, God had me in mind. He had you in mind. We were raised together with him. Then it says, even when we were dead in sins, had raised us up, made us alive together, quickened us together with Christ. By grace he has saved. And had raised us up together. And, did you see that? And made us sit together. Where? You know, when we sing that song, I hope we'll get some time to sing it. May we be a shining light to the nations. May your kingdom come to the nations. And then it goes, may your kingdom come in us. In us. I think about it. I think of the whole world. The kingdom is at work in me. When I show up, the kingdom shows up. Hey. Wow. Wow. Nothing that we cannot do. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. We're changing things everywhere. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18. Read verse 19. Glory to God. Read it for me. 1, 2, go.
Yes.
Who is talking?
Jesus.
The master himself.
Yes.
Okay. Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Wow. My. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I said he's talking about the smallest church. The smallest church is the church with two or three members. It doesn't get smaller than that. What the smallest church can do in the city. You're hearing something, aren't you? We are going to put this to work. You see, he says to pray, to praise God with understanding. It's different from praising with the understanding. Praise with understanding. That means know what you are doing. If he wants you to praise with understanding, then he wants you to pray with understanding. Praying with the understanding means that you're praying through your mind in the language that you understand. Praying with understanding means that you know what you're doing and you know how you're doing what you're doing. Now, when you have that knowledge of God in your spirit and something is happening, or you want something to happen, or you want something not to happen, however you want it.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran, Kwara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services. Lunch hour service are Chandra Nual noon. Evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.
This is the continuation of the message authority in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Listen, many people may be praying, but praying in agreement is a different thing. It's not enough to say, I have 12 people praying for me in that place. I have some 20 people right now praying for me. Many people can be praying without agreement. Everybody's talking. So you've told them, now, brethren, let's pray about tomorrow. They are not in agreement because they don't even understand the issues. Explain the issues. Explain why the answer should go in this direction. Preach the message to them. By the time you're through, they are already scared. When I pray about some things, maybe I call the CC members who want to pray about something, for example. I don't just call them and say, gentlemen, let's pray about so and so. No. I explain, all right? By the time, before I'm through, they're already like, you know, everybody's charged. You know, it's like, you know, everybody wants something done. And then we start the prayer. If two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done. Don't wait anymore. This is how we're going to change our cities. Change our environment. You're talking about terror everywhere. There's terror. Ah! So we too should become afraid? No, it's getting annoying. Let me explain something to you. Hallelujah. Let me explain something to you. In the days of Abraham, the Bible tells us how that in the city of Sodom, The people were so wicked and evil. And then the homosexuals began to dominate the land like they're trying to rear their heads today. And so God sent two angels to Sodom. The Bible says they were parading the streets in Sodom. The angels were going through the streets in Sodom. The people didn't know that the angels of God, who came for destruction, to destroy the city of Sodom, were going through the streets. And when they were satisfied, they decided to deliver Lot and his family and to destroy the whole city. Do you realize that we can invite angels and have them patrolling the streets? And we can give them the orders to haul these terrorists into the hands of the law and ensure that there in the law there are those who are intelligent and willing and patriotic enough to take actions? Why do we behave as though we are victims? We are not victims, we are victors. Are you hearing me? Yes, it's about time we prayed correctly. Yes, and began to change things in our world. Yes, we can't be running away like everybody else. Something is happening and we're all running with all the Holy Ghost and with all the Jesus. No, it's about time we said no to the devil. Hallelujah. Yes, are you still here? You are going to effect that change. He said, where two or three are gathered together. Don't wait till Sunday. In your cell meeting. You can take actions. Take actions. How many do we need? Two. Two people in agreement can do more than 2,000 people in disunity. So you're going to use that. And before this conference is over, you can take actions on certain things. You can think of anything that has bothered your mind and start rejoicing because you know how to settle it. Far above all rule, all government. Is it the government that has made a decree? Is it the government? What is it? Which organization has done something or said something that is to your disadvantage and you don't want it? See why we don't panic? No matter what is happening, we don't panic because we can change anything. We can change anything. We just relax. And they're saying what they're saying. What we say is what will happen. We have the last word. You're going to use it. You're going to use it. So make sure you write it down. You're going to use it. Write it down. You're going to use it. And when God does something, tell it. Learn to testify. Share testimonies. They're not too small. Share testimonies. Tell the story. Because understand this, you need to know it. Every demon doesn't know you. You're surprised. Understand this. These are some things that the Holy Spirit had to teach me many years ago. Because they don't know everything. They don't know everything. So every demon doesn't know you. So, okay, they know now. Oh, she's a believer. She's one of those Christians. Yeah. But they don't know what you got inside you. Are you full of fear? Have you been trained? Do you know what to do? They're going to have to test you. So the first thing you start doing when you show up in a new environment, start testifying. The demons that are close by will transmit the message. They'll hear you and immediately start telling others, oh, that guy, he was the one that did this. He was the one that did that. You remember what demon so-and-so said? He was the one that... They start sending the message around. Immediately, they are full of fear and they are careful of you. Because they are proud figures and they don't like to be disgraced. Very proud. So they don't want to be disgraced and they stay clear of you. But if you don't testify, they don't know what God has done with your life. And then they start hanging around, you know, throwing little things at you, you know. And then you find some little distractions all around your life because of these little demons that don't know who you are. Testify. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Testify. It's one of those years, you know, when I was going out on crusades in the remote villages. God told me they don't all know you. When you get up there, testify. You know, he said, testify. Let them hear what I've done with your life. He says, and once you start saying it, he says, the fear will paralyze them. And they will send the message to others. So when you show up, you hear a demon saying, we know who you are. Don't send us out of here. They've heard about you. They've heard. The ones that haven't heard, who are you? You don't need to say anything, just that testimony. The testimony. And he would say, stop it, stop it, stop it. He would say, get out. Hallelujah. You're still there? Glory to God. You know, you've come from many different places. And you've been seeding the word with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember this. The gospel of Jesus Christ is in our hands. We are the ones in custody of the gospel today.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been blessed listening to our dear man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, the president of Love World Incorporated, aka Christ Embassy. This message comes up on this dial, Diamond FM 87.5, every Sunday by 1:30 p.m. Always make it a date. God's word is God talking. Just listen, believe, and act in faith. Then your miracle is sure. This message is sponsored by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 4, located at New Yidi Road, beside Tuil Pharmaceutical Company, Iloran Quara State. Our Sunday service hold are 9 a.m. On Wednesday, we have two services, Lunch hour service, Arshadr Nual, noon. Evening session of 5:30 p.m. For sponsorship or inquiries,
kindly call 09021-336055.
Christ Embassy Church, giving your life a meaning.